Jeremy back from today, missed last year with ACL. Yeah. Facing him, what do you see? How do you think he's looking out there?
Today's the first day. I'm not really a doctor to evaluate how he's supposed to be feeling. He's out there. So obviously he's out there for a reason, and he's out there playing.
You didn't do joint practices before you came to this team. What is it like now that it's your second joint practice with another team?
I'm just taking it one day at a time and just trying to get reps. I think that's the best thing to do, just trying to get reps and play against other competition. I think that's the best thing, Coach Belichick and the coaching staff do is to have these joint practices to get other competition.
A lot of you guys afterwards were able to talk to referees, just what the conversation was, and are you guys able to get clear on some of the rules?
Yeah, it's new rules now in 2014, and we're just trying to get acclimated to those new rules now and try to play, within the rules. So we were down there a little bit, just asking questions, anything we can ask to try to get a better feel for the new rules.
Hey, did you get a good sense about the illegal contact? I guess in the first preseason week, there were more illegal contacts called than all of preseason last year combined across the board. Did you get a sense of maybe how that's going to play out over the course of the year?
I can't make a prediction. It's a new rule. I'm trying to learn it just as every other defensive back in the league. And it's something that we got to do our best job of following the rules. So it's tough, but at the same time, it's a new rule, and we got to abide by the rules.
You've been through this before, though, where they make a point of we want to enforce this rule, and then come the season by the third or fourth week, no one's talking about it anymore.
It's the beginning. It's the beginning stages, and the only thing we can do is ask questions and learn. You know, it was a lot of flags out there today, but at the same time, it's a new rule, so we're just trying to get acclimated and do the best thing we can do by covering receivers in the preseason games and also in the upcoming season.
After 2+ weeks, are you where you want to be mentally, physically?
I'm just taking it one day at a time, man. I'm having fun. You know, it's camp, and I'm just going through taking it one day at a time. That's all I can do. It's been fun, and I'm just continuing to finish strong and get ready for the season.
Is there any excitement on your part to get in some actual game reps, to get some live reps this weekend?
Taking it one day at a time. I really don't know if that's the case or not, but if it is, I need to be ready.
Is it more beneficial?
Against Eagles receivers today?
It was fine, man. Just working. It's the first day, trying to work the kinks out. It's a new team. Last week we played against the Redskins. So we're just trying to get acclimated. And today's the first day. We'll watch the film and make the corrections and move forward.
Is it more beneficial to play in practices like these with another team than an actual preseason game?
Say that.
Is it more beneficial to practice with another team than play in an actual preseason game?
I'm just trying to soak it all in. Like, this is my first joint practice. Actually, it's not. Last year, when I was in Tampa, we came up here to New England. But I didn't play. I didn't play at all. I was still rehabbing. So this is my first time getting live action with last week with the Redskins and now this week with the Eagles. So I'm just trying to soak it all in. And like I said, it's good to get, competition, from other opponents. We've been going at it for a while as a team, offense and defense. So it's good to see new faces.
There was a report, I think it was last week, that the Patriots had reached out to you about a possible new contract, a new extension. Can you comment on that at all?
No. I'm just here. I'm here. I'm focusing on this year. That has nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Would you like to be here for a long term?
I'm here for right now. I'm in this contract, and the only thing I'm trying to do is just focus on this year.
Terrell, I noticed a couple times last week and this week, even today, you run with the receiver, he makes his break, you almost take that first step in the break, and then you sort of let him go. Is that essentially, I've got it, I've tracked it, and I don't need to run all the way through? It's almost like a managing reps, as a veteran.
I've been doing this for a while, and sometimes you do that and sometimes you don't. It depends on how everything's going. But like I said, the reps, even though I'm not maybe running that fast or whatever, they're reps, and I know what I need to do during that play.
Darrell, could you see if this Chip Kelly offense did anything for Mark Sanchez?
Excuse me?
Could you see what kind of impact the offense had on Mark Sanchez?
I'm not really paying attention to Mark and what he's doing in Chip's offense at this point. Like I said, this is the first day. When we first got out here, I seen Mark. I seen Brad Smith. Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? That's it. They're my old teammates from the past. Got a lot of love for him and just said, hey, what's up? And at that point, it's a competition type of thing when you come out here.
What about facing them without Deshaun? I mean, you faced them last year with Deshaun. Are they different? Do you think they're as explosive?
Not even really looking into it that way. You know, Deshaun's in Washington, and he's moved on, and Philly has moved on too. I mean, I got to focus on who I'm covering out here today.
You know McCoy a little bit too, right?
Yeah, LeSean, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Get to interact with him, and what do you think about what
just,
he's doing?
Just say what's up with him, you know, and, you know, he broke one out, and I told him I'd track him down, but that might have been a foot race because he's so fast. But, no, I mean, he's a Pitt grad, and we went to the same school, so it's good to see him. It's definitely good to see him.
Did you guys overlap at all there?
No, when I was leaving, he was coming in.
One last question. What's it like being working against Gronk? And I've seen you guys off to the side a little bit over the course of the first 2 weeks. How much of it is for his benefit, and how much of it is for your benefit?
You know, it's that thing is just just giving Gronk a look, giving Tom and Gronk a look, and I'm just doing what Coach asked me to do. You know, Coach wanted me to get in there and just try to cover him the best way I can and make sure Gronk get reps, but. It's been going great, and we've just been trying to work every day and work hard.
Have you worked much at all against tight ends in games?
Yes, I have in the past. So that answers your question.
Is it helpful to get a look against a bigger guy, even if you're not going full speed with it?
You know, this is my first time actually in this whole process of giving Gronk a look. So, I'm taking it into stride and just trying to soak it all in, and whatever Coach asks, which is going to help the team, then I'm down for what he wants.
What are your impressions of Malcolm Butler?
Excuse me?
Malcolm Butler. Your impressions of him?
He's been doing well, man. He's been improving and just working hard every day. It's good. It's good, man. It's good that we can have depth in the secondary, and he's been stepping up and. But at the same time, we still got to improve, you know, as a whole, as a secondary, and you know, it's good. It's working. It's a work in progress. But at the same time, he's doing great.
Does he come to you a lot for advice?
You know, at the same time, you know, you might say one or two things to him to help him out. And Malcolm's a sponge, so like we're a team. So you know, anything that he needs to ask or even ask the coaches, I mean, we're here with open arms.